Hello, hello. Big Ari Phil Podcast is number 70. Welcome back. I done been away for a little while. That kind of shit happens. But it's time for a new one.
Tonight, all kinds of bullshit to be fond of. Tonight, stupid trends and stupid people. Tonight, your favorite part if you're offended. Tonight, gonna get high and get drunk. Tonight, all kinds of bullshit to be fond of. Tonight, stupid trends and stupid people. Tonight, don't give a fuck if you're offended. Tonight.
That's right. Tonight, tomorrow, and every goddamn day after that. Man, a lot of shit went down while I was away. As a matter of fact, there's so much bullshit out there, I can't even keep track of it. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to spin the wheel of fuckery. And whatever it lands on, that's what I'm going to rant about. We ready to do this? Ready to give the wheel a spin? Without further ado, let's go. All right, come on, come on. Big money, big money. Here we go, here we go. No Donald Trump tweets, no Donald Trump tweets. Here we go, here we go. Slowing down, slowing down. And we've got... Oh, that's a good one. Wendy Williams faints on TV. Let's go.
Costume contest, we do it every year. It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
There she goes, clunk.
It was the moment that left
everyone speechless. If that wasn't an MK
speechless.
Ultra look, I don't know
Talk
what was.
Talk show titan Wendy Williams fainting during
titan.
A live broadcast of her Halloween episode Tuesday morning.
Our first caress.
She wears a costume all the time.
A Halloween costume contest.
She's dressed
segment,
as a woman.
Fueling rumors that she may be suffering from a debilitating illness.
People thought I was
the Illuminati. That's her illness.
And other people thought that I was having a heart attack.
Other people thought. Gotta let people know I'm from Brooklyn.
Wild audience. And hot topics.
For Jackson, for God's sakes.
Told me
they can't even edit this shit
everything
right.
To do with a very tight Halloween.
No wonder ABC is last.
A bad case of dehydration.
You know, I'm dehydration. They have water all over the set. How are you dehydrated?
So, I didn't think my costume was
your
hot.
Your brain is dehydrated.
You know, it was a cat suit. People might have thought it was
please,
a dress.
Your costume,
dress.
Yeah,
dress,
okay.
I'd be like this.
If it was a problem, you wouldn't have gone out there
it's
with
an
it.
It's an errand here.
Yes. Apparently, I was dehydrated, according to the paramedics, and. Instead of drinking regular water, I had electrolyte drinks. And then, you know, I went to my own doctors, and I'm fine.
My own doctors, the ones that removed my penis.
You jumped back up, came back out here, and finished the show.
Yeah.
The show cut to commercial as she hit the ground. Just a few minutes
should have left the cameras on. That would have been the most interesting thing
she's
ever done.
Back to hosting.
That was not a stunt.
Yeah, sure it wasn't.
I'm overheated in my costume, and I did pass out.
Did you ever consider just taking it easy at
that point? My balls had to breathe.
Well, I'm not your average talk show host. You know,
yeah, you're below average.
It's a pretty special thing to be a Wendy Williams, and it takes a lot.
Maybe your body was telling you to slow down, Wendy.
Maybe, but that's what the weekend is here for.
So you're not.
Could she have any more plastic surgery?
I
mean, holy fuck!
Time for myself.
Her nostrils are two different shapes.
Did you know you were gonna faint?
Yes. When we came back from the
break, you were gonna faint. Oh, stop! You wouldn't even have done this. Load.
It felt like I was in the middle of a fire.
Uh huh. Illuminati hellfire. Yes.
Going
yep.
all the way up.
They were testing it. They were testing the remote on you. They were trying to see, are we done with you or what?
When I fall, am I going to crack my skull?
Yeah.
You know? And
wouldn't have done any damage if he did.
The crew and the security
pointed and laughed.
Thought that the bug-eyed look I gave was part of a stunt.
You always give that look. It's the Illuminati death gaze.
We're always doing tricks and stunts.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah.
That look is very common.
Part of something, so nobody came out. Until I hit the ground.
Because I hate your guts.
Oh my
God. They're hoping you would die.
Chaos ensued. The studio audience went wild.
In typical Wendy
the studio
fashion,
audience is brain dead and
humor,
have nothing better to do than go see your show for free.
At all costs.
I said, well, I'm wearing a costume that, it, you know, pants, and I have this crown on. So, Wendy, do two things. Fall pretty.
Die.
Because this will never happen again.
Die.
And
that's the other thing.
Go
just die.
With
go away
crown.
And die.
go down. So
I can't believe that you could think about those things.
Yes. So for people watching,
she runs right to Good Morning America after this.
My hand up. It's because I'm trying to make sure my crown is there.
But Williams wants her fans to know she's feeling just fine and not going anywhere.
You go, girl.
She's never missed one day of work.
You are about to celebrate your 1500th episode.
I can't wait.
I'm happy to say I've never watched any of the 1500 except for the clips I've had to do for this show. That was painful.
I've proven myself for today.
To be a man.
I got to be in here on Monday to do it again.
Oh, just like everybody else has to be somewhere on Monday.
And came out here and closed out the show.
Well, give your ass a medal. Looks like a big cock that's severed from the bottom. This was a fucking publicity stunt. It was on Halloween Day, for fuck's sakes. Hey, it got people talking about it, because when the fuck else does anybody talk about her stupid show? The ratings can't be that fucking great, all right? This was a combination of two things. A rating stunt, since November is sweeps month, and a little Illuminati MK Ultra death test. See if their little remote controls are working when they need them. So when her show does get canceled, and let's hope that happens fucking soon, they can just hit the button, and then she accidentally hangs herself, drowns in a tub, falls off a bridge, or any of the little other accidents that seem to happen when careers are deemed unnecessary. All right, moving on. Let's spin the wheel. Big bucks, big bucks. Come on, here we go, here we go. No Donald Trump tweets, no Donald Trump tweets, no Donald Trump fucking tweets. And we've got, let's see, the Dodgers lose the World Series. All right.
Dodger fans have hoped for a different outcome in Game 7. There's always next year.
There definitely is next year. CBS 2's Crystal Cruz has a look back at the roller coaster ride that was the World Series.
All right, Dodgers, I'll see you next year.
Dodgers!
We're getting together. We need pitching.
Dodgers fans supporting their team no matter what and took these games seriously.
I didn't.
From the Dodgers dog lady to veteran fans.
Yeah, people are in Halloween costumes because the last game was during Halloween.
Diehards waited 29 years for a chance to win the World Series. Some even sold cars to make it to games.
Put it this way.
That's really stupid.
Super fans went to all seven.
I'm Dad. I've been taking him to games since he was a little boy.
Mega fans wore red beards, dropped mega cash for seats.
My grandkids are not going to get no Christmas presents because
you're stupid.
Nana came to the Dodger game.
Throughout the series, there's been highs. And lows.
I think this game alone took off like 10 years of my life.
Fans flew out to
Houston, fucking loser.
Hopped back on the emotional roller coaster with a loss off the bat.
We just gotta come back tomorrow and play harder. That's all we gotta do.
Then a win.
That's all we gotta do. No, all you gotta do is sit there and watch.
Followed up with
the players have
five.
To do something.
He feels like crying.
Yes, I do.
Racial gestures stole some of the spotlight.
That was hardly anything.
I think it was disrespectful. I think he needs to know better than to do something like that.
A local priest sported the blue.
You should have beaned them the next day. That's what they should have done.
Too. Astros fans taunted LA with that hearse. Who's going to be laying in that casket tonight?
The Astro fans will.
You dressed
apparently
up
not.
For Halloween.
And I'm going to give Krabby Patties tonight. Forget the hot dogs.
What a ride, even with the loss.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I really hope that the Dodgers would have won. And just heartbroken.
Yes.
Heartbroken.
We are proud of our Dodgers. We want to thank
like someone
the
in your
fans.
Family died. You're heartbroken.
It's been a great series.
Because the team lost.
From Dodger Stadium, CBS 2 News.
Now listen, I'm a sports fan. I enjoy sports. But Jesus Christ, I'm not heartbroken over their loss. They should have played better. If they had played better, they would have won. And really, if they played better, would have gone to seven games in the first place. But of course, after something like this happens, all the internet coaches, all the experts have to come out of the woodwork and offer their stupid, ignorant opinions on why the Dodgers lost. Roberts should be fired. I can't believe that he mismanaged the bullpen so badly and he should have started Kershaw in Game 7. It's like, no, you stupid fucks. You're not the manager of that club. Dave Roberts is the manager of that club. And by the way, this is only his second year. His second year. And he got them to the World Series. His first year, he got them to the NLCS. That's a pretty remarkable accomplishment, if you ask me. All right? And, of course, this year they had a phenomenal year until September, and then they got their asses kicked by everybody. And then they got it back together, and they still won 104 games. And then they got rid of the Diamondbacks. They got rid of the Cubs. Now they got to face the Astros, and the Astros are a tough team. Astros are the best team in the American League almost all year, and very tough at home. So the Dodgers had their work cut out for them. They didn't have it. They didn't have it, especially at Game 7, especially in that other one where they lost 13-12. They easily had that one. Everybody's whining. I can't believe they started Yu Darvish in games. Well, it was his turn in the rotation. You got to give him a chance for redemption. It didn't work. They pulled him early again, and they had to go to the bullpen again. But this time, they could use some of the starters in the bullpen. They used Kershaw in relief. Four scoreless innings, and then they used Wood in relief, and he also didn't allow any runs. And of course, people are asking, well, why didn't you start Kershaw? Why didn't you start Wood? Well, what would have happened if they had started and they had sucked? All right, Kershaw wasn't exactly solid either. He gave up four runs in that ridiculous game in Houston, the 13-12 game. He was cruising for a while, and then he allowed a three-run home run, and then the wheels just came off. All right? Jansen, he was overworked. You know, I do agree that the bullpen has been mismanaged quite a bit. But it's the World Series. You got to do everything you think is right to help the club win. All these idiots online, they don't know how to manage a team. Are you kidding me? They don't even know how to play baseball. But everybody's a fucking expert. Everybody that posts on Facebook or on Twitter is a fucking expert on everything, right? You know, it's bad enough the morons on ESPN, the talking heads like Stephen A. Smith, they don't know jack shit either. They're not experts on anything. They're just like people on Fox News or CNN. They're not experts on anything. They're just a bunch of fucking talking heads in a suit. Stephen A. Smith. He's even more ignorant than the idiots online, I think. Because people expect to take him serious. You can't. He's like Medea doing a sports report. And even this idiot next to him, Max Kellerman, another drama queen. Listen to the two of these idiots analyze at Game 7. It's fucking ridiculous.
Max, since you got it right, I will start.
And of course,
with
every
you.
Sports show has to have Astros the obligatory annoying Dodgers. Broad on there.
It was really good Astros. It was great Astros. How is it bad Dodgers? The team won, you know, 104 games and was at one point asking cover. Speaking of cover stories, this is the greatest team ever assembled. It went to a
Not
Game
really.
7. At Chavez Ravine, by the way, because the Dodgers have won so many games.
Why does this guy talk like he's on the radio? Who's he think he is? Fucking Rick Dees?
Great Cleveland Indians, great New York Yankees, great Washington
Nationals.
It's in
a TV studio. Why is he shouting?
Cubs,
shut up.
Everybody, let alone the Dodgers and, of course,
the
Astros.
Everything has to be really dramatic. I think I'm on the radio. Hey, it's American Top 40.
Baseball cliches that as a kid I never
Max
fully
Kellerman.
Understood.
Is there a more Jewish
but
name than that?
A
Holy
young
moly.
Team learned to hit on the road. And whenever I heard some commentator, as we call it in the business, make that comment,
like
as a
you.
Kid, I thought, that's idiotic. How is that possible? We didn't even learn to hit on the road. It's matchups.
By the way, all
the
these sound effects you're hearing is all kinds of little shit appearing and disappearing
the road,
off the screen.
I don't think it's simply
because ESPN
kind of
has tried desperately to seem hip.
That, you know, that it's
so all these visual cues
well,
keep coming up.
Home and not
and
on the
advertising
road. No,
and all kinds of other things that get in the way.
Players who haven't been through that experience a lot, who are younger and therefore emotionally less mature.
And they can't
when
just appear and disappear. No, that has to be sound effects with it.
In a game of inches, in a game where reflexes matter and your emotional state matters and how calm you can be.
How calm you can be. I'm calm.
Before,
listen to me. I'm calm.
Influence you. A young team on the road.
Jesus
when
Christ. Dial it down about three notches, will you?
Juiced by the crowd.
Juiced by the crowd.
Hit. And in fact, the Astros.
No wonder ESPN is in the toilet. Look at the talent
right
or lack
up
thereof.
Until Game 7 when they did. Now, of course, Morton was amazing. What a performance. When McCullers is jittery with the control early, Morton comes in and gives them those innings. Great performance.
When the cameras are cut, does he still talk like this?
To come out of the bullpen. And
hi, guys. How was that?
That's probably his real voice.
Tremendous pitching and defense by the Astros, by the way. Athletic players all over the field. Bregman, great player, young player at third base, high draft pick, has to play third because Correa, the number one
overall
draft pick.
How is he a sports expert?
Is it shortstop, Springer?
Does this guy seem athletic to anybody?
Athletic players who can play
multiple
positions.
Probably couldn't even play T-ball.
Including the important
defensive ones. Strike out playing T-ball.
Helps their versatility and flexibility.
Dodgeball.
Also shows
kickball.
How athletic and gifted the team is. So, of course, all that stuff goes into the win. But what I noticed is a young team.
Does he have an oxygen tank? Jesus Christ.
On the road and winning the World Series as a result.
Now they're playing this music cue for some reason. So I guess that means it's time for Stephen A. Smith to offer a rebuttal.
We're not talking about, you know, the entire year. We recognize the fact that the Dodgers had expectations. They won 104 games, which was a league high this year. They were widely considered the best team in baseball for
the
majority of the season. We get all of that.
They want to fade that down now?
It comes down to a game seven. You consider yourself relatively evenly matched, and it comes down to what you do. We all talk about
got whether interns it's the controlling
Super Bowl
shit.
Or it's a game seven in various sports
and
like hockey,
shit.
Baseball, basketball, etc. When that pressure is
it's
there,
et cetera,
palms
not
get
et
sweaty, backsides get tight, and you find out who the men are and who the boys are in these particular situations.
You know who the boys are on TV, I'll tell you what.
Even though they may have a tremendous upside and the future may look bright and
I hate this guy.
Season, we got to look at the fact that
there's a loud black woman, that's what he is.
Last night, because that's who showed up when it counted most. Now we could look at this series. If you're Dave Roberts, Max Kellerman, you got to look at the fact that who.
No, he's Max Kellerman. He'll never be Dave Roberts. I never understood that expression. They always say that when they're calling the game. Well, if you're Dave Roberts, would you put Kershaw in? Well, I'm never going to be Dave Roberts, so I never have to make that decision.
Combined, they batted 205 for the series. Let's go down the list. Taylor and Seager each hit 222.
Oh, cue the music
Turner
again.
Hit 160. Puig
now, why are they playing the music now?
Bellinger, 143.
It's not like they're showing any stats on the screen or anything. It's still Stephen A. Smith just
two
talking.
Separate games
this
in a
music
World
has
series.
No place.
This man struck out.
Yeah, what
times.
A fucking mess
I mean,
ESPN is.
That's just very, very bad. And he struck out last night again as well. You had a bases loaded situation. They didn't produce. You had
now
guys,
having the sound effects like
base.
Stuff is
you
flying off the screen, but there's
doubling,
nothing on the screen
like
at all.
Last night,
like somebody
after
fucked
the Houston
up.
The Astros, courtesy of George Springer, did the same thing
all
to
right.
start off the
Pod
game.
Down the music
so that
now.
Was bad enough. But then we get a little bit deeper.
There we
you
go.
You Darvish was an absolute
all the way down.
Nightmare.
All the
I was
way down.
The game, Max. I'm
there's no reason
him.
For it to. It's still
I'm
on.
About warming up, Max.
There is no
the
reason for that music to be on.
While
there
he was
it goes.
Warming up. I don't understand for the life of me why the pitching coach didn't go to Dave Robinson and say, "Look, man, this brother might not have it. Be ready to pull a quick
I
hit."
Can put the music
you know,
on again.
Hook if you're
why
start
they're not
anyway
showing highlights? They're not showing any stats or anything
Max,
on the screen.
He looked that bad.
It's
I
just Stephen A. Smith's
stadium.
Face.
And people were
what
looking
is up
at
with the
this
music
like,
that keeps
why
coming
the hell
on and
is he
off?
Throwing like that? I mean, what
who is
that
running
about?
This fucking thing? It's a fucking
like
disaster.
Anything, but you keep.
I think
him
Tommy
in
Wiseau is the director
here. Innings where he ends up giving up all of those runs. You got to remember, he had no confidence. Now, oh, by the way, Mac, you'll appreciate.
I don't even
this.
Know what he's
Max,
fucking talking about, man. The fucking music and everything
position.
Else is so distracting.
He was actually throwing as if men were on base when the bases were empty. It made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
By the way, would this heavy metal music be something Stephen A. Smith would listen to? I doubt it.
Form and whatever. He didn't seem to have all his mechanics in order. He just seemed
fucking random music. Just it's fucking hilarious, man. It has no place on this show.
And I'm watching this guy, and I'm like, what is he doing? It makes absolutely
that's what I feel
no
like
sense.
When I watch you. What
and
are you doing? What are you talking about?
You know blah, 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 blah. Max, I don't know if anybody brought this up because they're saying maybe Kershaw should have started last night. Let him start up the game, go 3-4 innings. I'll take it a step further.
He was saved for the bullpen in case they needed him, and they did.
Series, Max. And I'll ask, because this is the
Darvish stunk. They pulled him out.
Stuff.
Where
did
were the bats? Why isn't anybody asking where the bats are?
Shouldn't Kershaw have been starting games 1-4? So he would be.
Are you the manager, Stephen A. Smith? Have you ever managed a team before?
Why was it
here
that
comes
he
the goddamn music again.
Two, three, and four.
Who is running
somebody.
The board
what
back there? Are they in a
about?
Band or something? Are they trying to promote
one,
somebody's music?
I think it's one of those situations where Kershaw.
There's no place
you
for
have
this.
To make sure that you position yourself looking
say,
at
oh,
the young
oh, Stephen A. Smith is making a point.
Houston,
better pot up that
you
music.
Position yourself to ensure that Kershaw
the most amateur
is going
shit
to be
I've ever seen.
If there is a
ESPN can't go away soon enough.
Stephen A. The problem with Kershaw, and I identified this before the series, and I don't think this is bad Dodgers, but it's less than perfect Dodgers.
Oh, well, gee, thanks for that analysis. That was so important. That is really important for a bunch of idiots to sit there and analyze why the Dodgers lost. Does it fucking matter? Does it really fucking matter? You're not going to change the outcome of the fucking World Series. It's over. It's done. Moving on. You know, that's one thing I've never understood about hardcore sports fans. They go on and fucking on and overanalyze the games and try to figure out why a team won or why a team lost or how good a team is or how good a team is going to be in the future. Who gives a fuck? Is it going to affect the outcome of your life in one way or another? No, it's not. Why the fuck aren't you playing sports, you fat old bastard? That's why, because you're a fat old bastard. You never amounted to anything. That's why you put your kids through Little League and soccer and all that shit. Because you're failures, so you're living vicariously through your children. And most likely they're going to be failures. Getting into fights in the stands at Little League games. It's ridiculous. People living their lives through their children or through professional athletes. Wearing their jerseys. That's another thing. I'm sorry. That's one thing I'm never going to do is wear somebody's jersey with somebody's name on it. You know, a fucking grown man pretending to be somebody else. Ain't doing it. I'll wear the team logo. That's as far as I go. Went to the Kings game the other night. I had a shirt with the Kings logo. That's it. That's as much as I'm going to promote. I'm not going to pretend I'm fucking Clayton Kershaw, number 22. On there. No, I'm not. I'm never going to be Clayton Kershaw, all right? Only Clayton Kershaw could be Clayton Kershaw. You guys are out there spending all this money on fucking jerseys with names on it. What the fuck's wrong with you? They're not going to notice you wearing their fucking name. They're going to say, hey, Bob, thanks for supporting me and the team. No, that's never going to happen. I mean, really, if you want to pretend to be a professional athlete, get one of the this year's edition of whatever video game it is. Every year, it's a new basketball, a new John Madden, a new hockey, a new baseball. Just get that game and pretend to be those players, all right? But as soon as the game was over and the post started showing up online, it got filled up with comments already about what people would have done if they were the manager, what they wouldn't have done, or who they would have started or not have started, or what the fucking batting order should have. It's ridiculous. You motherfuckers don't know your fucking asses from a hole in the ground. Most of you make minimum wage. Most of you are a bunch of punk-ass kids. And the sad thing, most of the adults have worse grammar and worse spelling than the punk-ass kids. I am so fucking pissed off when I see all this bad grammar, bad spelling. You should fucking know better. You look like an idiot, all right? Especially in this day and age of spell check, they don't even use it. You'd figure by now that Facebook would have some kind of retard to English conversion, right? Come on, Zuckerberg, get off your ass. Stop blowing the Russians and get on it. All right, enough of that shit. Let's spin the wheel. Here we go. Big money. No Donald Trump tweets. No Donald Trump fucking tweets. And we're slowing down. And here we go. Something happened in New York City. When anything happens in New York City, the world gets interrupted.
We are here on the scene of the deadliest terror attack in this city since 9/11. And to give you an
idea,
I'm sure
more people died in the projects in the last 2 minutes.
We are in the shadow of One World Trade. That, of course, was built on the site of Ground Zero.
Yes, of course. We got to remind everybody, never forget.
Ground Zero, he came. And just moments ago here, the police commissioner taking us to the crime scene.
False flag bullshit.
The weapon, of course, a truck rented from Home Depot. Authorities say the suspect deliberately veering onto a path for bicyclists and pedestrians, speeding down the path. The commissioner telling me...
I do that in Grand Theft Auto all the time. It's fun.
It lasted 4 minutes, the truck not stopping, until it smashed into a school bus. Along that path, 8 people killed, including a mother visiting New York.
Not very many.
And 5 friends here for that high school reunion.
Like I said, more people died in the projects. More people died on the freeway here this morning.
Tonight, we now know the suspect, an immigrant from Uzbekistan who lived in several American cities. Authorities say he carefully planned this attack for Halloween. And the letter tonight discovered inside the truck. We begin here with ABC's.
There's always a letter or a note handwritten in a truck or in an apartment.
Inside that horror following that deadly truck attack.
Figured they'd switch up that cliche a little bit.
Brought to a standstill in the middle of the road.
Can you call 911? I got it. Oh my God.
Why don't you do it instead of filming that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I need an ambulance right here. Right here.
They could have gotten some better actors for this, you know?
Come on. There's kids right there.
Firemen and police.
There's kids right there. No kids were ever seen in the bus, by the way.
To get to the children inside. Just
I don't see
after,
any.
29-year-old
Nobody's
Sapo
seen
Sapoff
any.
Crashed into it. Authorities say Sapoff had been planning the rampage for
by
weeks.
By the way, where the dent is in that bus doesn't match where the truck would have hit it.
Drive onto that jogging path. Then, on the afternoon of Halloween, just after 2 p.m., renting a large truck at this
large truck. It's a fucking pickup truck with a box on it. It's not large at all.
That record every vehicle on the George
Washington. It's kind of truck that that Mexicans drive when they're gardening.
The bridge into New York City. Minutes later, cameras outside of the Holland Tunnel show the truck swerving into the bike lane and mowing down pedestrians for nearly 20 blocks.
Funny how nobody has the clean footage of this. With all the fucking cameras they have in New York, nobody has any footage of this.
A man waving a gun in the street, reportedly yelling.
When isn't a man waving a gun in the street in New York?
I was frozen for a couple seconds, and then I saw him running.
He's from Uzbekistan. He's yelling Allah Akbar. Okay.
If he was going to start shooting, sure he is. He was going to shoot.
Police officers on a separate call race to the scene. They see Saipov waving what we now know is a paintball gun and pellet gun.
A paintball gun.
One officer shooting Saipov in the abdomen.
What is the point of that?
Brian Nash takes action and fires his service weapon, bringing the attack to an end.
Sounds like they came from a prop house to me.
Detained in the wake of the attack, crumpled bicycles, some trying to help the injured. The engine from that truck that caused so much destruction still smoking. And inside the truck, officers finding knives, more.
By the way, how fake does that beard look?
That said, ISIS will endure forever.
Yes, of course. People are recovering. The guy rented the truck and then wrote a note that says ISIS will endure forever. Bullshit.
With critical injuries are now stable. Authorities identifying
that's exactly what he wrote.
Who did not survive.
In what language did he write that?
32-year-old Darren Drake from New Jersey, his father describing him as the perfect son.
I'm not even angry.
He looked like a tard. He didn't look perfect.
I'm not angry at all. I'm hurt.
And Nicholas Cleaves, a 23-year-old software engineer who had just graduated from college. Five friends from Argentina visiting New York to celebrate their 30th anniversary of their
high school
graduation.
Well, that'll teach you not to visit New York, won't it?
Also lost their lives. And a mother of two from
New York is full of crime.
Her son, just 3 months old.
What does that matter?
Julie has joined us now live here in Lower Manhattan, and just moments ago, Gio, criminal charges.
By the way, the rest of the country doesn't give a shit about if it's Lower Manhattan, Upper Manhattan, Central Manhattan, anywhere in New York. Afterward. Just say Manhattan. Doesn't matter if it's lower, upper, or wherever. It doesn't fucking matter.
If he hadn't crashed, investigators say he was set to target the Brooklyn Bridge.
How the fuck would he know he was going to target the Brooklyn Bridge? And what would he do in that little piece of shit pickup truck he ran from Home Depot? What's he going to do? Stop there and shoot people with his paintball gun under the name of Allah? Get the fuck out of here. There's plenty of crime in New York. Plenty of people are being killed and nobody even cares. And as soon as somebody with a big beard who claims to shout Allah Akbar is running around, oh, it's terrorism, terrorism. Well, what the fuck better day to pull off a terrorist attack than a Halloween? Makes sense to me. That's the night of terror, isn't it? Well, finally, the fucking story makes sense. A night of terror. Well, yeah, it's fucking Halloween. He was just a guy in a bad costume. But by the way, the fucking hidden camera footage they showed of the guy that rented the truck from Home Depot looks absolutely nothing like the mugshots are showing us on the news. How stupid do they think we are? I pay attention to this shit. Too bad nobody else does. Think I give a fuck about eight people mowed down in the bike lane? By the way, you've thought of it and I've thought of it. We'll never carry it out, of course. But you've thought of doing it, haven't you? You're fucking sick of these bike people fucking taking up traffic lanes. You know, LA has put up bicycle paths all over the fucking place. I never see anybody ever use them. Instead, what do? They pedal down the busiest fucking streets at the busiest time of fucking day in rush hour. Now, those familiar with Los Angeles, I go up Barra Boulevard almost every morning. And for those familiar with that street, it goes uphill and then it goes down to the 101. All right? But almost every fucking day, there's some dickhead on a bicycle pedaling his ass up, going uphill, weaving into the fucking traffic lane, and it's that road gets narrow up there, so there's nowhere for him to go. He can't get over to the side. There is no side, all right? The side is the fucking mountain. That's a side. And he's pedaling, and he's going about 2 inches an hour, and you can't the fuck get around him! But he's saving the environment. He's not driving to work. He's pedaling his bicycle. I don't give a fuck what reason he has. He's an asshole. How about having some common courtesy and not travel on those roads during fucking rush hour? Or better yet, use one of the millions of bike paths we spent millions of fucking taxpayer dollars on. These are all over the fucking valley they put these bike paths. I've never seen anything in them, ever! Motherfuckers still ride their bikes on the sidewalk! They've taken all the parking spaces away, so they put these bike paths. They've taken away traffic lanes, so they put these bike paths. Nobody's ever in the fucking bike paths! Because these ultra-liberal, go-green cocksuckers think they're doing the world a favor. You're not doing anybody jack shit! You want to do the world a favor? Die! Then when you decompose, the earth could use your remains for further life. for new trees, for new shrubs. I don't believe these things. I don't believe these fucking false flag attacks. And of course, anything that happens in New York, we all have to turn our heads and pay attention to it. This is right before Game 7 of the World Series. They try to distract us with that news. Like, 8 people died in New York? What else is fucking new? Oh, it's a guy that said, Allah Akbar, it must be terrorism. And of course, there's always the note. The note. You know the note. The one pledging allegiance to Al-Qaeda or ISIS or something. ISIS isn't even a real thing. It's an enemy that we made up to scare the average American. ISIS. You think Islamic terrorists are going to call their group ISIS? No. It's an acronym we fucking made up, all right? It'll last another couple of years, and then we'll make another one up. I mean, fucking ISIS stands for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Is that the most made-up shit you ever heard? What's the next one going to be called? Arab? Army of Rebellious Arabic Buttholes? I mean, what the fuck? Might as well. It's no less ridiculous. I love how the news said that's a large truck. It was a fucking pickup truck. That's it. And that school bus they showed looks fucking fake as shit. Because where the truck would have hit it, the damage would have been a lot lower than what they showed us. And again, they have cameras on every fucking corner in New York City. Why is there no good footage of this? Right? It's always the same grainy cell phone, shaky, you can't see what the fuck is going on footage. Fake, 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 fake. And the guy is screaming, oh my God, somebody called 911. Meanwhile, it looks like he's the one filming that shit. How about turning that off and calling 911 yourself? Because there's no reason to call 911 because it's all theatrical bullshit. Literally an off-Broadway play. Let's spin the old wheel one more time, shall we? Here we go. Big money, big money, no whammies, no Donald Trump, and stop. No, that's right, we can't stop this one. The iPhone X, which is really iPhone 10 because it's the 10th anniversary of fucking iPhone. It's going to be $1,000. That's not going to stop anybody from buying it. People will still be sheep, people will still line up because they have to have this fucking thing because the brand name is now indented in their brains. Just like the Starbucks morons, just like the McDonald's morons, everybody have to have an iPhone no matter how much it costs or when it comes out. I just need one. I have to have one. Give me one now. I'm going to stand in line for a week and get it. Well, here's an early review by CNN on this wonderful phone that hasn't even fucking come out
this
yet.
This is not the iPhone X.
And of course, it's a Becky with an annoying fucking voice. Call it that. And that she's the tech expert at CNN, which ought to let you know what's going on at CNN.
To the iPhone in more than 3 years. First off,
let's
talk about that screen. Now, Apple has stretched it nearly edge to edge.
I hope that camera can make that turkey neck go away.
But it's not quite as wide as their plus size phones. But to get that big screen, they had to do away with the home button.
Oh no, what am I gonna do?
You now swipe up from the bottom.
Oh, thank God.
At the top is the notch. It's the one section Apple.
God forbid you have a button on the side like any normal phone.
New camera system that enables Face ID. So,
oh boy, Big Brother, here they come.
You actually scan your face. It's meant to unlock the phone for you and
fuck
keep everyone else out. Apple says the technology is designed to prevent spoofing by photos or masks.
Sure.
And that it will unlock only if you're looking into the camera with your eyes open. So we decided to...
And whoever's on the other end gives you permission to log on to your own phone.
All right, you guys. So we're going to first set it to, Pippa, your face. Yeah. You got to go in a circle. Yeah. Then we'll lock it. Now this is the test. Zara, let's see if you do it. So you just look at...
Everything is geared toward little girls.
No way.
No way, says the 40-year-old lady.
Okay, so we cheated the system. But let's be real. I mean, the scenario of an evil twin trying to hack into your phone, it's pretty unlikely, right? All right. Thanks, guys. No problem. The improved front-facing camera also lets you take artsy selfies with blurred backgrounds and send animojis. Emojis that mimic you.
Is there anything made for men anymore? Anything?
And animate.
Nothing. Nothing is made for men anymore. Everything has to have little emojis and little gay selfie stuff. Fuck all that.
And that means you can wirelessly charge, but it's also one more place to shatter.
Of course it is. They do that on purpose.
The most significant change to the iPhone X is the price tag. It will run
just spend $50 on one of those jackets. You're fine.
So, should you buy it? Well, if you can live without things like the new screen or fancy front camera and all the other bells and whistles, the iPhone 8 is just as fast and $300 less. But after a few hours with the iPhone 10, I kind of like feeling fancy.
I'm going to do the review like I'm a teenage girl, but I'm really a 45-year-old bag.
There is nothing about that as a man that appeals to me.
Ooh, it has a fancy camera. You can take all these artsy stuff, all these selfies and put little emojis and doggies and kitties and rabbits and shit on there.
As a fucking businessman who might need it for his job, what appeal would that have? This whole fucking idea that we're all a bunch of little girls, it just pisses me off. I don't need all that bullshit. I have a fucking Chinese brand phone I bought for $150, and I'll tell you something. I've had a lot less problems with it than I've had with bigger name brands like Samsung. Samsung phones suck, all right? You're paying for a fucking brand, and that's all you're doing with the iPhone. I do not understand these iPhone freaks. What the fuck difference does it make? It's a phone! Any phone does practically the same basic shit. Why do you need to do all these emojis and, you know, fancy selfies and all this crap? Who the fuck cares? Does the phone work? Yes. Does it go on the internet? Yes. Does it take pictures? Yes. Well, that's all I fucking need. I don't need all this fucking horseshit. Does it have face recognition? No, and that's the way I want it. You know how I turn it on? There's a little button on the side. How many times have you heard it work? Somebody comes up to you and says, hey man, do you have an iPhone charger? Do I look like I have a fucking iPhone charger? Why would you assume I would have one? I've never had an iPhone in my fucking life and don't intend to. Why don't you have your charger with you? Why is it always running out of battery? How about that fucking question? Fucking addicted to brand names, just like these Starbucks people. You ever go by a drive-thru Starbucks and the line is going around the fucking corner? And it takes them about a half an hour to pull up to the window and get a fucking coffee. Why? You can't fucking get out of your car and go in and get it. You have to get it from Starbucks in the first place. It's fucking coffee. Do you really need the fancy $7 fucking latte, this and that? And if you're just getting a fucking coffee, why would you wait in a long fucking drive-thru line? What is wrong with people? You have to have that fucking white cup in your hand? You absolutely have to have that fucking logo staring you in the face? You think people are impressed by that fucking thing? No, it tells me you're an idiot. Go to 7-Eleven, get their fucking coffee. Any coffee out of the gas station is exactly the fucking same. It's coffee. You put as much sugar and much shit in as you want. These people in these drive-thru lines, I couldn't believe it. There's one on Sherman Way and right by the 170 freeway. You know what I'm talking about. Sherman Way and Whitsett. By the way, that used to be a gas station. Think I want to go to a Starbucks that used to be a gas station? You're getting oil in your coffee. The fucking line was going out the fucking street and blocking up traffic. It was like 15, 20 cars deep. And by the way, you could go inside the Starbucks too. But no, these people can't even be bothered with that. They have to sit and wait in their car and wait in their car. And, oh, I can't wait to get up and get that coffee. Like there isn't 10 million other Starbucks all over the fucking place. People are insane. They have to have that brand. Right now, McDonald's just came back with the McRib sandwich. That nasty fucking pork sandwich. Why the fuck would you eat that? People lose their shit when it comes to McDonald's. Whenever they run out of some kind of sauce. Like they ran out of Szechuan sauce the other day. It's like, why would you even get it there? You want Szechuan sauce? Go to a Chinese restaurant. They have tons of it there. What the fuck at McDonald's would you use Szechuan sauce? What, for chicken McNuggets? That's the other thing, too. McDonald's announced that the chickens are now going to be killed humanely. It's like, who the fuck cares how they're killed? It's becoming chicken McNuggets. How much is that even chicken? Did they kill the foam cushions humanely that they used for the rest of it? Come on! Nobody that eats McDonald's gives a shit how the animals were treated. Or even what the fuck kind of animals it is. And by the way, these fucking fast food places are not cheap anymore. What is the point of them? They've gone up and up and up and the food has gotten worse and worse and the service has gone to shit. Why do we still go to McDonald's? Why?
People lose their shit whenever they run out of McNuggets or run out of ketchup or run out of a sauce. They fucking start shooting. It's McDonald's. It sucks. It's always sucked. Now it's expensive and it sucks. People are afraid to branch out. They're afraid to try other things. They have that brand name implanted in their fucking heads. Like zombies. Well, as long as I've been talking about it during the entire podcast and the wheel hasn't turned up on it, specifically the other day when nobody could actually see his tweets.
Donald Trump disappeared from Twitter today, but not for long.
The internet went
apeshit. Around 4 p.m., this was the message greeting people who look for his personal account at Real Donald Trump. Sorry, that page doesn't exist. Well, within 11 minutes, the account was back.
11 minutes. That's all I need to know.
Twitter's government and elections team tweeted an explanation a short time ago, saying the account was inadvertently deactivated due to human error.
Gone for 11 minutes. Always with the 11. Always. Not 10 minutes. No. 11. It's got to be 11. The Illuminati's favorite fucking number. 11. The Twitter government? What the fuck? What are they, a country now? What the fuck are they talking about? Twitter government. Here's what this at @TwitterGov thing says. Earlier today, at Real Donald Trump's account was inadvertently deactivated due to human error by a Twitter employee. The account was down for 11 minutes and has since been restored. We are continuing to investigate and are taking steps to prevent this from happening again. Yeah, sure. You can't deactivate an account by accident. It's always deliberate. Always, always, always. This whole thing was deliberate. Just like what's-his-name feigning on his show, Wendy Williams. This was deliberate. All right? Everybody loses their shit over fucking Donald Trump's tweets. Well, all you have to do is just not look at them. Even though the news likes to shove them in your face because none of us know what Twitter is. But Jesus fucking Christ, you know, if you don't like what he says, just don't look at it. Block him. People are out there saying he should be banned from Twitter. No, he has freedom of speech just like everybody else. You don't like what he says? Fucking don't look at it. That's all you gotta do. But it was gone for 11 minutes. That's all I need to know. That's bullshit. If it was 10 minutes, I might have bought it. If it was 5 minutes, maybe. 11? No. The Illuminati's favorite number, 11. They fucking jizz when they see the number 11. Just like George Carlin always says, and I will always repeat, it's all bullshit, folks, and it's bad for you. And I'm going to go ahead and put the wheel away into the closet and then get the fuck out of here. Oh, yes. Classic drums right there. You've heard it sampled a few times. Southside Movement, save the world. You know he's saving this fucking world. Money gone. Money gone. Money gone. That's right. BigAngryPhil.com is where the fuck I be. You're on Facebook, and you're sick of everybody else's bullshit, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. This here podcast can be heard on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TuneIn, and a few other places I don't even know. Follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter, Instagram, all over the goddamn place. Be back next week.